Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. And today we have a special guest, Taylor. Taylor, tell the people about you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Taylor. I am a faith leader and life coach, helping other women of faith leverage their life story through making an impact and an income through coaching, courses, and content. And I am just so excited to be here and just share my experience with motherhood and business.
Yes, thank you for sharing. I found that so inspiring. And I just want to say thank you for coming on today because I know you are a busy woman. So for you to take this time out, I really do appreciate it.
You're
So we're going to
welcome.
get into it and y'all make sure you tune in. So for my moms who are thinking about entrepreneurship and doing motherhood at the same time, this is for you. So my first thing is, can you briefly share with our listeners how did you start your business and what inspired you to start it?
So I started my business. It's funny you said that because I started my business as first a virtual assistant. And then I transitioned to online business manager. And during that time, I did work a 9 to 5 during that time. So business was pretty good, but it was also getting a little hectic too. But I knew that God called me to a place of entrepreneurship full time. I just didn't know when that was going to happen. And so what fully inspired me to go all in is really because of my son, because he was recently diagnosed on the autism spectrum. And so my job kind of made it a little difficult for me to make sure he got all the resources and make sure he get to his therapy sessions that they recommended. And so I was constantly asking God, like, when is it my time to quit? When should I quit? And I got to a point where I didn't want to walk out because that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to walk out because this is what God wanted me to do. And so once it was confirmed that my job would not accommodate my schedule for him to get the services he needed, that's what allowed me to go full force in what I needed to do and just step away and just take my business on full time. So
Yes, I
really,
agree.
all in all, the inspiration was to really have that freedom to be able to do what I love and also take care of my family.
Yes, I think that's amazing because I know I was in that situation. I know we talked about this, but I let everyone know as well. When I first started being a stay-at-home mom while working on my business, it was because I wasn't spending enough time with my son. At the time, I only had one, but I wasn't spending enough time with him. Like I only see him 2 hours a day, and then I'm leaving like at 6 in the morning. I get home at like 6 at night. I'm tired. But when I started being able to be at home and work on my business full time, it just gave me the mental capacity to be present. And that's why I also like how you said the freedom of time, like it's so important for us to be present with our kids and just see them grow up. It's nothing like hearing the milestones from someone else. It's kind of like, like I
Like,
miss
I miss
this.
it. Yes, I miss it.
Like, I don't know what my son be doing during the day, or like my son doesn't, we don't really have that strong bond. Like, I know even when I started staying home more and I'm homeschooling my son as well. And I'm just seeing his progress and his growth. And it just makes me light up and makes me so grateful. Like how you said, like that God put me in the position to do that. And that's why I'm also like using my story and my platform to inspire other moms. So I appreciate you saying that because we don't talk about that enough about being
Know.
present.
Yes.
So then now I'm like, what strategies and techniques have you found most helpful in maintaining a healthy work-life balance? Because I know it's a lot to juggle because I'm in the same similar boat. I won't say the same boat because we have different situations, but I know I'm in a similar position kind of. So how do you balance like work, life, and how do you take care of yourself at the same time?
I started implementing because I was like, now that I've made this huge step, like transition, I was like, I have to be more obedient with certain things. Like, I would be like, oh, I'll get to it later, or I'll do it tomorrow, you know, that type of thing. So I had to really position myself to be obedient and really start planning my weeks ahead. So Sundays is when I take my day to like write stuff out. What am I doing each day, down to my Bible study in the morning, to what time I need to take my baby to ABA therapy, what time I need to pick him up, down to me writing down what day I'm going to clean up, what day am I going to cook, like all that type of stuff. I had to start writing it down and really just utilizing my calendar. And then I just find time in between, like when I'm kind of freed up throughout the week, is when I may do something like take myself out to eat or something, or that's me at home doing my nails. Like I'll do that on the weekends or something like that. But I really say it all falls back onto obedience, like, and really just creating a schedule for myself to keep hold myself accountable to.
Yes, I am a big planner. Like, it's funny because I got all these planners over here right now. Like, I just planned out my year. So I get it because, like, the planning is like so essential to have that balance. And I always say, balance is what you make it and what you prioritize. Like, for me, my balance is like spending time with God, making sure I
Yep.
spend time with my husband, my children, and most of all, make time for myself and doing the things that I love, like doing my business. And it's funny that you said that because you're like being obedient. I'm reading this book right now called Do It Afraid by Joyce Myers, and she was talking about how like you have to be committed. Like it's not you're not always going to be excited and feel like doing something, but it's that commitment that you need to have.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what you just stated. So it just reminded me like what I read earlier. I'm like, oh, like yes, like that's really what it is, like obedience and commitment to the bigger, just making an impact on others and yourself. And I just think that's so important. And I'm glad you talked about planning. I gotta show you this plan I have too.
Yes, please. And also, you need to share that book information too, because
Yes, I'll
I've been
definitely send it
listening
to you.
for. I want to start really like making reading like a part. Like I have books, but I've been in a place where like I'll read it and then I'll stop. Like in the
Oh,
middle, I'll
girl,
do
I got you
whatever
some good
there.
books. I can send
Yeah.
you like a list of books because that's one of my things that I do to make time for myself. I like to read. I really like spiritual books. So
Yeah, me too.
I move more on like, reading spiritual books that's empowering. Like right now, well, sitting over here, I have like Disruptive Thinking by T.D. Jakes. And
Yeah.
I like the Tabitha Brown book, but I definitely send you some books.
Yes,
And to
please.
my listeners, if you're like, man, I need to get these books, let me know and I'll share those as well. So
Yes.
now let's get into it.
Okay.
Have you faced any obstacles or hurdles when you started your business and being a mom?
I have. I honestly have. I would say the hurdles was for one, getting clients. Like, I feel like people don't really trust as much these days, like when it comes to, I don't know, I just feel like so many scams has been going on, or people just not getting what they're actually paying for. And so it's been kind of hard with me getting clients, but then I also will admit that it has been hard for me to stay consistent showing up online. So I honestly know that I need to do better with that as far as with starting now. I'm not even gonna say waiting until 2024. Like I need to start now, because literally after we get off this call, I'm doing some content after this. So yeah, I definitely really, I feel like that's been a struggle for me, is planning ahead with my content stuff. And so I definitely want to do better with that as well, because I feel like that'll help me get more connected with people. Like they'll see me more engaged online, and I'll be more present. And so people will kind of see that, like you mentioned, that commitment to showing up. Like I want to have that. So that's kind of been a struggle for me, is commitment to showing up online.
Yes, I appreciate you sharing that because I know for me as well, like as a postpartum wellness advocate and making like just helping moms prepare for postpartum, it is really hard, especially on social media because it's like so many people are always like DMing people or
Yeah.
like if you post something, they're like, well, I don't even know how real that is. Like, or they just get tired of seeing it on their timeline. But
Right.
what I will also like remind you of like you are making an impact. You are showing women that, especially moms, like you can just on a even in the back end, like you can run a business and raise your children at the same time. And then like also like people need your content. Like I love seeing your content. I love you posting your to-do list and your Starbucks run. Like one day you posted a Starbucks drink and I was like, oh, let me look on my Starbucks app to see if I can get that. So I just
You.
want you to know that you are inspiring, even though you may not see that every day, but you're gonna make a big impact in the end. And then God just sees your commitment. And he's gonna bless you as long as show up and just have faith in what you're doing because it's hard. Like
Yeah.
entrepreneurship is hard. Like even
Yeah.
just starting from just a platform of where you have to just build it on your own. And not necessarily meaning it's just like if you're doing something new, doing something different, you just gotta
Yes.
build your own table and your own platform.
Exactly. Exactly.
But
I
I
think that
say
goes back around to you mentioning the commitment part. Like, 'cause like you said, it's hard. Like people just see the front end, how it may look easy, and no.
So true. And then do you ever experience like mom guilt? So say that you're spending time like sitting doing your business and your little one's like, hey, like what you doing? Like, do you ever feel guilt when you be like, hold on a second, I'm trying to finish up my thoughts?
I definitely do. Like my baby will literally be coming up to me, like, and he'll be like, "Mommy, what you doing?" Or he'll be like all in my computer trying to see what I'm doing, and I'm like, "Just give me a
Does he
second."
like to type on your keyboard?
Well, he wants to, but I don't let him. Like, so he'll try to sneak and like do anything just to touch it just
Yeah.
to, I don't know, it's just so funny. And I'm like, I see what you're doing, like you're trying to be slick, like I don't see you,
Listen,
but
yes, definitely. I know one day I was uploading some files and my son came in the room while my laptop was open and girl, he deleted all the files. I was like, well, so yeah, so I get it. And then I also want to know, like, how do you utilize support while you do these? Like, I know you have so many different hats you're wearing. Like, how do you utilize support during this time?
So my son, when he goes to ABA, he goes there for 7 hours a day. So I kind of have a 7 hour window to kind of like get stuff done. So I try to get as much done possible, but I also try to make it where it's manageable too. And also as far as like my mom is like one of my biggest support systems. Like I literally had a situation come up yesterday that was unexpected. It was kind of an inconvenience, and I literally had to call her and say, "Hey, you're gonna have to pick Jermaine up today," and she was there. And also his dad is very helpful too. As far as with, I let him know in advance, like, "Hey, I have this going on. Can you set aside time to make sure that you can watch him?" Kind of like right now, like I had this to do, so I'm like, okay, he has to be out of the way, even though I know some people will understand, like, okay, she has a kid, so he's going to, you might hear him, every now and then and stuff. And that's another thing that I had to kind of get comfortable with, like if I'm conducting a call and just so happen he's here with me, like he's just here with me, I just give a disclaimer, like, hey, my son is here, you might hear him, you might see him. So yeah, but other than that,
I
I have
love that.
a pretty strong support system overall.
Yes, it's so important to have a support system, not even just for like your kids, like for the mom. Like that's something I'm always stressing. Like we need a village. We need help. Like we're not like I don't even believe in being a super mom anymore. I'm just like I just do my best and what I can do, then I congratulate myself. So do you do the same thing? How do you stay encouraged during the hard times, like as a mom and trying to balance business? Like what empowers you during that time when you had those moments?
I always go back to my goal. I always go back to my why, which is me having that freedom to do what it is I love to do and not be restricted from it. And even though it's hard sometimes where it's like, okay, I don't know if I'm gonna make money today, I don't know if I'm gonna get a new client today, like, or I don't know if this client that I reached out to, sent the proposal to, if they're really gonna commit to it. And it's just like I really just stay prayed up, to be honest. Like I literally just talk to God and just continuously know that he's gonna provide for me in some form or fashion. It may be with that client, it may be with somebody else. And I just lean back into my why, and I'm not gonna say I don't have days where I cry, because I do, because I had one yesterday where I broke down a little bit, but I had to remember it as a bigger picture, as in even through those hard times, I feel like that's the time where God is really trying to stretch you in an area that you're probably not used to, or that he knows that you struggle with. Like I struggle with patience, I struggle with inconvenience, I struggle with just keeping my composure when things aren't going the way that I want them to go. So I feel like he put me in a position to say, like, how much do you trust me that I'm going to take care of this for you?
Yeah, I love
So.
that. Thank you for sharing that. And now I have another one, another good one. I got a good juicy question, okay? I know we're talking about entrepreneurship, and I want moms to know more about your business. So what sets your business apart from other businesses?
So for me, I feel like I actually want to teach people based off my own personal experiences. Like I'm not a person who is going to just feed you something that you want to hear to make it sound good. Like, 'cause I'm like my story all over the place, and I want to be able to be transparent about my experiences and let them know, like, this is what comes with being a business owner, this is what comes with being a mom. But also let it be known, like, it's also possible. And I feel like you have to just have that mindset, because if you don't have the mindset, you're not gonna make it. Like I hate to say it like that, like you're just not. But yeah, I just feel like just me sharing my experiences, and I actually have the proof to back it up, like on how it worked out for me or how I was able to do this. So that's why I said, like, that's why I navigated my business towards helping women also leverage their life story as well, because I'm pretty sure there's women out here who have gone through certain things in their lives and they're probably putting themselves in a box saying, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that, when literally you can, or anything that you've gone through in life, like you can literally position yourself to make money off of it and also be make an impact off of it as well.
Yes. So if, okay, so if a new mom walked up to you and was like, okay, I will have this business idea and I need advice, what advice would you give them?
So like any advice, like as far as starting the business?
Yep, as being, while being a mom, what advice would you give them?
I would first let her know that for one, she already took the first step by even coming up with a business idea. And two, to just not give up and not feel like because she's a mom that she's not able to pursue her business or pursue her dreams, and really try to figure out what her why is behind it and allow her to meditate on that and keep her mindset focused on that and let her know that it's not easy to start a business. Like, I want to be completely honest with you and let you know what you're getting yourself into, but I also want to give you the lighter side of things where, it's going to be worth it in the end.
Yeah, that's powerful, especially just letting them know that it's worth it at the end. Like at in the beginning you may be like, whoo, but it's like if you stay consistent, obedient, committed, it's gonna work out. And then
And
now, how can women get in touch with you? The moms on here who was like, ooh, I wanna work with Taylor, how can they get in touch with you?
so I do have Instagram at Taylor, which is spelled TAYLAR.Simone, SYMONE, on Instagram. I'm not sure if it's an underscore. I'm terrible.
I don't
I
think
don't think it is. Yeah,
it
I don't think it is. But yes, that way, I do have an email as well, which is Taylor at her powerhouse.com. I currently don't have a website right now, but I do have, as far as like landing pages that people can also visit, in the link in my bio on my Instagram page.
Perfect. I'll make sure I also put those in the description so that if you want to connect with Taylor, do so. And I'm just gonna tell y'all, her photos are amazing, y'all. Like she inspired me. I'm like, I gotta get my picture game back up. Even though I'm like, 6 months postpartum, I'm like, I gotta get my pictures back up because her pictures are amazing, guys. So
Thank you.
even like her content is amazing, her photos are amazing. And I just seen her do amazing things, guys. So if you're like, I need help with this mom business aspect, she is the one to go to. Like I know I'll be watching her stuff, like, yeah, I need to DM her.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then
Thank you for
what's
even asking me to be here too. I appreciate
yes, I had to. I was like, oh my gosh, she would be so perfect. And I know we talking on Instagram and stuff, and I was like, I want her to come and just inspire and pour into some women who need something to just keep them going, because that's what this platform is for. Because sometimes, we just need somebody to fill us up.
Right. Exactly. Because
So
that mom
yeah.
guilt gonna come too. That mom guilt is definitely gonna come.
Yes, it does, but you can't let it get to you, because you just like you gotta keep going sometimes, because you gotta think like, while they're little, I'd rather embrace it and then take those small moments to myself so that I can be the best for them in the future.
Exactly.
So I want y'all to remember that. And I'm gonna let you close us out with what inspiration would you want to leave with them?
Inspiration I would like to leave is stay motivated. I would say don't allow the hard days to outweigh the good ones that are on the way, even though you don't see it. Because I know that it is hard, when you're in the midst of the storm, like you're like, when is this going to be over? Or you're feeling like this is something that all you're made to do, or what you're created to do is to be in the storm when that's not you. You can definitely come out of that and be in a whole different position just by you changing your mindset, just by you being obedient and changing your daily habits that you do. So that's one thing that I would just like to leave.
Yes, with that, I'm gonna just, let y'all go about y'all day. I hope y'all have an amazing day. And just like my auntie Tab say, if you can't have a good one, don't go messing up someone else's. Until next time, we will see you guys later.